Mpumala. We are now going for constituency Europe. And we want to understand what is happening so that when I'm in my office, then I understand what is happening around this issue of Mpumalanga as a whole.
No, we thank you, Honorable Chair. We always stress that to our colleagues. The way sometimes the way we've when I say it has to do with planning, I'm not in any way pointing a finger at a problem. But this is how sometimes we plan this thing, taking into account the resources that we have, because we need to make sure that you know we're able to touch each and every sector that we have planned to inspect. And that's why some of the things we've planned them so that they take place at a certain time. And it's in no way a reflection of how bad the province has done. I am sad, just to see.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I think the other question relates to slide number 20 on the number of job seekers registered, especially in the Northern Cape and the Northwest. Now, provinces advance different reasons, and for instance, complaints in the Northern Cape had mainly to do with the fact that was mainly the population demographic, but we also agreed with the province that their reach out strategies were not sufficient, and we've seen an improvement in general. And the same applies to Northwest, because the major complaint is that the concentration is now moving more towards the rustic area. And in the Mafeking and other areas, you know, there is a population movement. However, we did agree with them that even though there may be changes in terms of settlement patterns, but the office then also need to either concentrate in those areas. So they did acknowledge their poor performance. And certainly the manager responsible for public services within the province was taken to task on this issue, and we're hoping that in the last quarter there will be improvement. But what we also do is that where a province tends to underperform, when we do the following year's budget allocation, we also reduce their budget and give a province that is assisting us to meet you know, their targets more. Because you also have to look at, you know, all these issues around population, etc. We have an exercise with Treasure, which is trying to quantify the cost of either registering 1% or 21%. If we spend so much in one province and they divide the number of people registered or placed compared to the amount of money that we spend in a province and they go to another province, it simply means that there is either wastage in other areas. But there are also other challenges. For instance, if you take Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, the distance that people travel is also vast, and those kind of things complicate the formula, because while we may come to a simplistic decision that it means that you're spending more in one province like Gauteng, than in another area, the transport factor is not normally taken into account. So there are all those variables. But I think the provinces are also assisted in terms of revision of their target, because maybe that the target was unrealistic, and in the following year we tend to also revise the target.
Thank you.
don't have some of the measures. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable Dell?
No, Chair, I must applaud the department on that particular decision. Meaning, therefore, we are correct as public crimes insofar as the BBCS processes are concerned, that in future, under performing department, we will take that money and give it to another department that is performing. So we will use this as a very good example that the department has started this process insofar as its budgetary processes are concerned. So it won't be something strange if we do it as parliament now. So thank you very much for that. It makes our work much easier now.
So thank you so much. Honorable Jacob, sir, I forgot to welcome you, but I apologize on your behalf that you were attending other meetings. You want to say something?
No.
You end this up. Okay. All right. I think that actually brings us to the end of our meeting. We would like to thank you and to say keep it up. The way you present to the committee, to the select committee, you understand what the select committee wants. But now what I want to say, if you can just put a footnote to explain, you know, things in the slide that will assist a great deal. Thank you so much. Have a lovely, enjoy your Human Rights Day tomorrow. And if we don't see you, your Easter, you must go to church until we meet. I don't know about this. Oh, thank you, Mr. Morutu, for arriving on time. Oh, for your presentation. Okay, as usual. As usual, your presentation, we receive your presentations on time and we are able to go through it. That's why our meetings go so smoothly. Thank you for that. The meeting stands adjourned. There's no need. I make sure that
I don't know the way they.